Meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so who takes?
Are we done with
all the?
We're not. I mean, we have to come to some kind of conclusion. So we definitely have.
This is a wider net, right? Now we need to focus on the potential examples of each one of these pairs of sets. I don't want to characterize this list. Or use cases or cases.
So I guess the next step would be who's going to do what.
Yeah.
But if we're going to make Macron and Tilde variant.
No, that's not what is next. First, you need to find examples.
Evidence.
Yeah.
Once you have the evidence, then you make the case, and then then the discussion starts.
So, well, here is being suggested that Coron and Tilde might be variants because of the handwriting,
characters which feature
Macron and Tilde.
Macron
and Tilde, yeah. Right? So that because of the handwriting customs. But now we need to find out that computer fonts, if that behavior really happens,
or make some argument. Whatever that argument is.
Whether it's from computer phones.
But with evidence, obviously, not just
Yeah, supporting argument.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, that's what I meant by supporting argument.
Yeah.
So,
argument in favor.
We need this to be written down so that we have this in the protocol.
So, if idea on the table, is there an example readily available?
What do you mean by an example readily available?
Well, doing an exercise that already demonstrates any of these potential cases.
Are you talking specifically about the diacritics or generally?
Or generally. Well,
we already checked
just to go through the methodology so that everybody...
Right. So just as I was showing, you know, I had the FAZ.
Yeah.
And I was scrolling through and there were multiple fonts which were using the different other shapes. And it was not just like one font. It was actually multiple fonts.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the... more, ones which we normally use, the top two, three fonts, use a certain shape. There are multiple other fonts which are trying to imitate more of the cursive or the handwriting style.
So what was F, A, and
Z?
Z.
And it was showing all, they were showing the alternate shapes of these three letters. So that sort of, it may not be the final evidence, but it is at least some evidence that those shapes are used alternatively because there are different font makers which decide to choose those two shapes for the same core point.
Mm-hmm.
So there's at least some evidence that there is broad, in a way, usage of those two shapes by the community which does Latin script. You know, one can argue still against or for it, but that's at least one evidence.
And
now, but in order to keep the work limited to an extent, can we go through the fonts that we want to work on?
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
So why don't we split this up? So let's say we say Karen versus Brave is one time. So one of us looks at all examples featuring a Karen in the repertoire, looks at all examples featuring a Brave in the repertoire, you copy that to a document, and then you just click on the change form button and you look for the different things. And then you Google them and see whether you can find anything surprising. So one person focuses on one marker, so to say. And then you come back to the group and present your results. I found this, I haven't found anything, I found this but I'm not sure, this looks very clear, this looks very unclear.
So I'm with you. Just how many fonts are we on?
Sorry.
I'm with you, but just need more clarification. How many fonts we're going to try?
All in Word. All you have accessible without starting to develop new software and build a new basis.
But
Sarmat,
just all is time-consuming task.
No, but that's what I just said. It's not time-consuming. So you go through the repertoire. You look for any character which features a Karen. You copy it. You paste it into Word document. Then you look for all characters featuring a Brave. You copy it. You paste it to a Word document. Then you have them side by side. Then you look at all of them which have the same basic letter shape. So you have an A with a Karen and an A with a Brave. So there is a potential match. You have an E with a Karen, but there is no E with a Brave. Hypothetically, I have to look at the list. So that makes it's not a potential match. Because if the base letter shape is not equal, the modifier could not be confused. Right?
Okay, so we found the A with a Brave and with a Karen. Then what?
We got it in the set.
Mm-hmm.
We got them all in the Word document. So we eliminate those where we don't have the same basic letter shape, and that should just leave a couple of them. I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think the maximum will be with like Karen above and tilde above and stuff like that. And then you just select them, as Sarmat did, and you click on the bar. Sorry. You click on the bar on the top where you make a font selection, and you just scroll through it. And while you scroll through it, Word immediately changes the font, and you can already see the results. You can do that quickly. It takes 10 minutes maximum.
Okay, for me.
Can I maybe show you what else?
I just did it.
So you're saying I select, because I'm using Word now, right now, I'm selecting a...
Word shows you an ad hoc immediate rendering of the glyph. Where you change the
it does not do it on my
so let me show you what I will do.
That one same, it's going to be time consuming copy page, so several rows.
So
I'm not using Sarmat's computer, I'm using my computer, right? I will use my computer.
Sure.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I have seen that
right. So I was just
showing my computer. That's not, it's not
it doesn't do that.
You also have Word?
Yeah.
Do you have Word for Mac?
Using Word.
Okay. Do you have something like Parallels?
No. And I can install custom solve. So I'm selecting that A.
I think you have a...
Right there.
I can't see your
screen because of the thing.
For me, I just have LibreOffice. It's also not working.
Yeah.
Does LibreOffice do it?
No. And I'm
so I select
don't
that.
Have
I'm scrolling down
work,
through
yeah.
the... fonts, it's not changing. So that's why I will need to copy paste several rows.
Okay, can we try it in another text editor? What about simple text edit? The Mac default thingy. I think it has the function.
I tried here with Libra. Office is not working either.
Yeah, just select it and change the font. Can you click on it? One.
Oh, I click.
And then can you click the arrow? I want to know if... No. Click any. And now click the down arrow on your keyboard. Does it change the font?
No.
No, it changes the selection.
So that's
so it doesn't work on the Mac platform.
Doesn't work.
So how many people have Windows PCs?
That's good. Windows has no Word. Just LibreOffice.
It doesn't work on Libra either?
Not for me, at least. No window, there's no change.
I do have a Windows PC. We have to find an editor, maybe, on Mac platform which does that.
But let me remind what IP said yesterday, right? Doing this exercise should not be like open-ended. We need to pick fonts that are widely available in use, right?
There are different approaches. One is a majority approach. You look through fonts. You have, let's say, 100 fonts on your computer. You didn't install them by hand. So they are kind of representative of what's out there. They come shipped with Mac, they come shipped with Microsoft thing, and you just look through. If a significant number of these shows a distinct font, that's positive evidence. Then we can select particular fonts which we consider representative. So we could take a look at what's the default font for Chrome, Safari, Edge, on Windows, on Mac. So you can take a look at what are the default fonts in those browsers. What's the default font on iPhone? What's the default font on Android? Then you have representative fonts. You already have a more or less typographic arbitrary selection of fonts, which is the three we used for our process. There we pick them on typographic criteria, with serif, without serif, new style, old style, I don't know what they're called, I'm not a typographic guy. But I'm saying, like, there are different approaches you can do. I think, like, the quickest way is the way it did, Sama did it on his computer. We just need to find an editor which reproduces that behavior on Mac.
What we don't need to do. Reproduce a Mac, which is people
I didn't understand.
We don't have to find a solution for Mac.
If we want to distribute it among the group.
What about you, Max? You do have that functionality?
No. I'm just testing mine.
I was testing Open LibreOffice.
Mm-hmm. And you have that functionality?
I haven't tested it on Mac. If it doesn't work on your Macs, it probably won't work on my Mac. I know I have it at home on my Windows PC with Office. I remember the functionality from Word. I've used it and seen it before a couple of times. So I'm trying to see.
No, I haven't seen it before either.
So can we think of an alternative? Because even if we find something, I can't install any software. We need to use whatever is available.
I understand.
What should we find?
An alternative.
I would research different editors. I would test out different softwares where you can just change fonts, because the fonts are platform-wide, so it should be absolutely irrelevant which editor you use. You just need an editor which has the same functionality. But I'm Googling right now something about Mac versus Windows font rendering to understand whether other people have had the same issue, and it's just...
Yeah, but this is not a rendering issue, it's just a function.
Yeah, it's a functionality. But I'm not sure if Mac can
apparently
can do it.
Mac won't be able to do it.
It was strange that Word is from Microsoft to both. So why did they do that?
There's
a function in Windows and nothing.
Yeah, but they're quite different.
I don't understand.
I just tried with Microsoft Word Pad, but that doesn't help either.
Yeah, maybe it's Word on its native Windows platform.
They do have different technologies, the back end, so I don't know if that has any effect.
in any case, I think a more fundamental question is what's the methodology?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what Dennis was raising.
I was just saying the methodology is fine. But it's not.
Looking at multiple phones, you mean?
It's possible, but using the Windows only functionality is not practical because the majority of us don't have Windows machines.
So
we need to fix that to find another solution.
So the basic methodology I suggested is okay?
Yeah.
Yeah,
fine. You know, select the pairs that...
Yes, and if you copy them to one document, you have them side by side.
Yeah, and
while you scroll through the list of phones, you will automatically see the difference.
Right.
And if you need, you can still produce strings out of them. So you can, I don't know, do FFF or TTT or something. But it usually shouldn't matter. Most cases. And this is the way we can go about the diacritics. And then when it comes to the stacking issue, we should put them next to one.
I'm just thinking whether it's possible to write a script to output that in HTML with the font, all the fonts in the system.
I think it's very possible. We need some
that one. May make it platform independent.
Yep. It's a short CS. Well, even then, you need to cherry pick what are the font families that you want to display on your HTML.
But you could actually write a script to pick up all the fonts from the font.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pick up all them, output an HTML page where you got them all. Copy and paste it one after another.
Okay.
And then you just scroll down on your web browser.
Engineers can do that.
I can
watch
check.
It.
I can't do it. I'll check if I can.
Do what?
HTML script that will can you input a two characters or whatever character you said and in two columns, right, to compare for comparison purposes, and run a script to pick up and render those,
but that's
those
still
as many fonts available.
That's still a security issue. Even if I develop it, you probably not want to run it on your laptop, right?
Well,
it would be
quite a small script.
The maximum it crashes my browser.
That would be no, it wouldn't. Would be JavaScript. So I expect it to be just Python.
Yeah.
Or better.
Either Python or JavaScript or something. Something which runs in a browser.
Runs in browser, though. I expect that.
Yeah, but you could set it up on an HTML page with so that everybody.
If,
could access it.
If JavaScript has access to the list of
I don't know.
Fonts, because in a web browser you have limited system access of security.
Cool.
Right.
We have some script kiddies at my company that would know if that's possible. I can look into that with their help.
But not today.
Not today, it's a bank holiday. Public holiday, there's no one at work. But I can check it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if so, we could just set up a simple web page and make an input field, and we can all use that, paste the strings there, hit enter, and then get the
all the
view.
Two, three.
So that way, you know, yeah, hosting it on a website would make it independent of anybody's system.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the font would have to be accessed from the system.
Yeah,
but
that's fine.
I would need to check if that's possible, and if not, if there's a workaround that we could at least, I don't know, take the font from my system and hard code them in there, then it would be similar on other Windows machines and maybe not as perfect, but 2/3 of the font would also be available on Mac.
There will always be a small rendering difference between browsers, between plans between operating systems and so on. But you never have 100% stability. It's not about finding out whether the rendering is stable across platforms. It's about finding out whether the glyphs show several distinctive but systematic shapes across the form representation. That's what it's about. And that you will be able to see in any case.
So I see that as a workable solution. So who's going to do that?
I can check it tomorrow with colleagues of mine.
Okay. So do we want to design the UI now, or you want to wait for you to confirm that you're able to?
But I can check with them tomorrow, and I'm sure we can find some solution that would work. It's not accessing all the system fonts. We could at least hard code a list of 50 common fonts which are available on Mac and Windows and use those. And if they're not available on a specific system, it would just do a fallback and then you have some lines double.
Right. So do we want to design the UI input and output so that we understand what we're going to get?
You want to standardize that?
Well, he needs to develop on requirements, no? What are the requirements of the phone? Do you understand the requirements of how the UI, the tool that we want to produce?
Two fields with two strings that we want to compare.
Okay. So you want to do it 2x2 always?
Yeah.
It's doable. It's not that much more work than
that.
Yeah, so basically two, but it may require typing more than two letters.
That's why I want
Because it may actually require multiple keystrokes to type one letter because of the combining part.
There is a tool in...
Oh, Mariana just programmed the tool.
No, I didn't. I was just saying.
Thank you. Everybody was talking.
There is a tool which is called Node. And you can put something in it, and you can change fonts for just going up and down like this.
It's a website?
No.
It's a website, it's a font selection tool of the OS X platform.
Oh, yeah. And
so you have a separate font selection box, which you can open.
Yeah, which you can scroll up and down it, it is going okay.
And there
but
you
the
can
tool
select.
That, I mean, the piece of software is called Node, and this is original.
Max. It's cross-platform.
Yes. Yeah. So you
can
see
you this
application.
Oh, the Node. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you write several?
Yeah.
Yeah, I put off,
you
I
should see the menu option in the bar above.
I can make font larger.
And if you click that, a window should pop up, and there you can select width of font,
and now
height,
I can go
size.
Yeah, you can write whatever you like. Let me select it first. You see they are changing, but probably we have to adjust the things. You see, they are changing.
Yep.
Let me adjust it. Now it is a little bit better. I have to select all of them.
So if you open, for example, Node, and you press Command T.
That's six.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yes.
That's what
on Mac.
Can you use the arrow?
Now you select
can you click on
all
no, you mean
fonts.
System. But you have to select one of them.
But still it's not as comfortable
there
on
are different families.
On the Windows.
No, I'm
thing. Because every time I change the selection.
But I have to, yeah, everything.
It doesn't work with the mouse. It doesn't work with the keyboard.
Yeah. No, they're not.
I don't think it's
select every time. That's not very useful.
Quicker. And you also can't.
Last time it worked. Let me check. This is stupid.
I don't see how you.
But it is not so easy. Can see.
Select any kind of text.
Yeah, it's working.
Command T.
It's working when you select family.
Yeah. Okay.
Somehow, it works.
And now, if you select all fonts, you can just click on any kind of font, And at the moment you click on it, it will change the font.
You see, but the
size
code points has different representation in different fonts.
A site called word mark dot
IT. You see. Okay.
You enter any string and it displays it in several
but
fonts.
But you do have a preview functionality.
Word mark dot IT. Word mark dot IT. Enter the word.
Mark or Mac?
Mark.
Mark.
Okay. There we go. So that's a website which is already available.
Which one?
Wordmark.it.
Wordmark.it. Okay. Right.
What happens there?
It already does what we want to do.
Passa all'email. Sconti, promozioni, esclusi e tanti regali. Upon Italian.
That was limited fonts. Fonts are not not the same fonts as which are on Windows.
Sorry, what's the URL?
Wordmark.
Wort und dann Mark. Wort, nicht Welt.
Wort. Yeah, but the number of fonts is a bit limited.
Isn't it?
This is showing fonts on the specific computer. I mean.
Yeah, for me, it show your fonts or show Google fonts.
No, it shows fonts on the computer. At least it says it.
Actually, Google fonts has more variety. So if you choose Google fonts at the top, it has much more variety.
Google fonts, showing your fonts and Google fonts.
Okay, so this is what we need.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. And I put.
My colleague just programmed this.
Now.
Yeah.
Your fonts should install Adobe Flash to display all fonts.
Wordmark.it.
Not if you select the Google fonts.
Mm.
Yes. So we found a solution.
Yeah.
At least it can give us a lot of information. I mean.
So, what would be any.
Okay. With your font, if you install, if you run the Adobe Flash, it's all fonts on your font.
So you take A with
tilde and
tilde above,
cron, and if any of the
your font,
pairs is rendered the same,
there is
you see a lot of them which look the same. So if you put in A with a tilde, and you scroll through the list, and you see things which look more like A with a macron rather than a tilde, then that's positive evidence. And vice versa are the same.
That's on the table there.
Hmm.
Right?
The only problem with this tool is there's too many fonts.
Yeah, too many fonts. I agree with you.
You scroll down the window and then it refreshes and it tells you, you're still in the middle.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Still, So we need to keep it trying.
They're like thousands.
It doesn't have to be representative because it's not enough if you find one font. You should see a significant number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever significant is, we don't have, I think, a priori threshold.
Right.
So you just scroll until you get bored and then you put in the new one.
That's fast.
Yeah.
Good job, Mike.
Shouldn't take humor as a step.
Yeah, you don't find anything in 3 pages.
Yeah.
But how do you get more than 3 pages?
You just
scroll. You keep scrolling.
Continuous reloading.
What I'm saying pages is what I
kept going on until the beat. Use Google Fonts.
Go to Google Fonts. Right.
Show Google Fonts.
What I see pages is now hundreds
of fonts.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, so, okay. So how do we, okay, so since we have a solution, how do we divide and conquer?
I don't know if there's someone who does like project management. We should like take this disk and assign one difference to one person.
After we, each one of us pick a number.
You do Caron, so you do Macron, you do Sedilla, something like that.
What's the result? We check and if we find several fonts where they are
screenshots.
Just get screenshots. Then.
Get screenshots.
Don't write those fonts down? Or
here they are already in the screenshots.
Okay.
On any letter I see it says Economica Regular, Economica Italic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just important that you note down like the code font you checked. And like found significant similarities or didn't find significant similarities between two code fonts, actually, the renderings of two code fonts. Because you always know, you know, you compare A to B and then you compare B to A. And this you do for different sets. And since it seems useful, I would say we go by diacritic in the case of diacritics. So it would make sense like for you to look at A with macro, A with Macron versus A with tilde, and you look at I with Macron versus I with tilde.
Okay.
I would say one person does all cases of Macron versus
shape of A, which
and then
yeah.
comes back
so
shape.
They
have
and then that's for the difference.
Like this,
this is how we work through
in the screen.
Those shapes.
Okay.
And then for the other ones, we need other approaches. So, for example, for the stacking thing, we need strings.
Okay. So let's do that right. So let's assign a number: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
7, yeah. Sarma is not.
No.
Sarma
just watching. Sarma's just watching.
Okay.
Just
so from the top.
Did you start there?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
I have number 7.
You are number 7.
Yeah.
Starting with number 1, it goes like a U. And then we have 1, 2, 3, and 4 again. And then we just, right? Is there any other?
Wait, and
you can keep going.
So I'm
you
fine.
Could read us.
Huh? You can keep going.
You have 5
letters.
Like
this
one?
No, no. On the right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Which one?
Oh,
go
the same. Like
so
you can go.
He's lost on the
okay.
Oh.
Okay. So let's continue. 4, 5.
There's O E N A E.
Yeah. 6, 7, and this is.
This is.
There's already both 7 and 8 are already.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think you should still. Document the evidence.
Yeah. Let's document the evidence. Because we need the evidence, right? So 7 gets, because it's the easy one.
But I'm a little bit lost. 7, what's
7,
the
you have double acute against diuresis.
So
double acute?
And diuresis, and you have the F with a hook.
Just a moment, I have to write it down.
Yep.
Versus double acute
I
versus diuresis.
Evidence for that.
No,
and
more
yeah,
evidence.
You provided evidence for F and F.
We will put it in
F
the same format,
F,
I guess.
And another
A
one is
A,
A
and alpha.
Latin A and alpha.
A and alpha.
So.
Yes. And why are you not coming on?
I think. Oh, so we
no, not these, the
no.
big ones.
Oh, these ones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we continue. Again, we'll start from, so this is another one, right?
Yes,
well,
it's all,
yeah.
all pairs.
They're all pairs,
excluded
okay.
because...
No, we need to provide more evidence. Oh, no.
No, this is excluded because if you do this,
it
then you make U and V inactive
variance. Okay. Yeah, so it's this one, then I jump to
yeah.
this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
And one again here?
Eight.
Yeah,
well,
one.
No, one.
Yeah,
sorry.
Did
you
like
this?
Yeah.
Okay. One. So this one is 3 pairs? No.
No, it's 2 pairs.
Ah, okay.
I think this. Someone
oh, yeah.
wrote a J because
gotcha.
Someone didn't like my handwriting.
Gotcha.
And here someone wrote I with Ogonek.
I can you.
And then we can continue here. This is.
Oh, okay.
This is next.
So there's no
Same methodology for this one.
Sorry?
Same methodology.
Same methodology, but here we need, no, here we need strings. Let me show you. So here we need to...
I don't understand the word.
With actual strings.
It's the stacking which
yeah,
is
so the next one you have
so
is the... T.
If we have like
and
U
L with
the tilde bar, I've seen
yeah,
some
and
cases.
L with the bar.
You've seen some cases.
So you need to you want to construct
L
this colon by colon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that.
The question is, will the accent mark?
Yeah.
Those are two modifiers
correct.
Over the thing.
Over,
it's one which is a caron and the other one is an accent mark.
Yeah. Two. Yeah.
The no, not circumference.
Yes, pointed.
Challenge.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes. So circumflex with the accent mark.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen cases where the stacking is not linear, but to the left, to the right.
Okay.
So what you want is you want a letter which has those two, and you want to look at it through the rendering.
Yep.
And then you take a letter, and then you take.
So you take the same letter, but only with the circumflex, and another next letter with the.
The next letter should have the secondary mark. So there should be, for example, you take.
So.
Yeah, I need to write.
Yeah, you need to write. Okay,
so you have that.
Mm-hmm. You have one.
The question is whether it will look as.
So you write AE with it.
Or whether it will be rendered as that.
Mm-hmm.
And if it renders as that, and there's actually something which looks like that, and you have a simple A which follows here, the question is will the user be able to see that this belongs to this character or this belongs to this character?
Actually, the way to explain it is that what this may be rendered like this,
yeah.
And you want to see whether that is the same as that.
Yeah. So there we need
so
to compare
this
things.
This is a single and these are separate ones.
Yeah, okay. on two different code points.
Okay, so everybody get that?
And
so that's what we need to do.
And
can you put like step one, step two, so that everybody follows?
You're saying the same thing again.
Yeah, maybe wait for me, Janet. Let me just.
The thing is the same thing. You just have to see which is the.
But in this case, you will need to find a sequence which actually exists in both contexts in Latin script.
Well, if.
So, for example, you would need to know.
If that doesn't exist, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense. Or what?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
so in
course.
That case, you'll
so
have to make sure that the
so
pair you're choosing actually exists both ways in Latin script.
Yeah,
and that
sure.
may not be true in all cases.
Sure. So if you have, I don't know, I with ogonek, and you don't have any singular character with that thing, then that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And but it can be anything. It can be A with a thing above, U with a thing above, and I'm rather sure that there will be someone. One. I don't think we have any combinations. I don't think we have combinations where those single elements do not exist in isolation, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have stacked diacritics, which don't exist
yeah,
in non-stacked form.
But need to be checked.
Yeah.
I got it.
And, yeah.
Everybody on the same page?
And then
no.
you just have to take...
Yeah,
you have to...
Have a need,
no, you didn't understand?
What should I do?
But make up. I suggest we wait for Jana to make Jana, I'm sure she will. Yeah.
Yeah,
sure. And maybe we can plug your computer, do this exercise, because this is more complex exercise.
No
problem.
Problema.
That was a bar.
Huh?
That was Spanish? That was Spanish.
No problemo.
You guys have no problemo.
Pseudo-Spanish.
Pseudo-Spanish.
Spanish would have been more like, vale.
No, well, that's Venezuela or
okay.
Colombia.
Are we pausing?
Yeah.
Or what happened?
No, I'm just getting water.
Okay.
Mariana brought that, so we're waiting for Mariana. So.
Okay.
I was going to do the same.
Yeah. I'm just going to email it to both of you.
We still need to look at the underlying thing. We will also need to do that. But the problem is we can't do the URL underlying there. Yeah, send me that.
Where do we find the letters in our submitted proposal? Or
sorry?
The source for the letters we compare. Do we look in our proposal we submitted to the IP?
I understood pretty
straight
up, but the next one I'm not sure.
I think Mike thought it was
good. So, what I have on.
Emailing the picture of this chart to everybody.
Oh,
oh, thank you.
Is it readable?
I guess if you zoom in enough, it should be.
I even don't understand it. What it is, what it is. I need a special guidance tree.
This wordmark.it, they substitute the font for another font. Sometimes. I guess when it's not available.
So everybody should have around 4 or 5 assignments. Mika, one question.
Yeah.
Here, this is Ovone, this is clear. This is comma below, say below, or something different?
Oh, this is the Edo, Neck, or something.
The left thing is Ovone.
Yeah,
and the right thing is.
This is a representative of the Ovone. Okay, this is.
Yeah,
the
name of the thing.
Gotcha.
This is the Ovone.
This is the Ovone.
And this is
common below?
No, above.
No, below.
No.
Below.
Wait, B is below.
What is this? It says Quran.
Quran 2.
So, did you get the picture?
There was something which. There are two types of Karen. One is called Karen, and the other was called Karen 2. One looks like this, and the other one looks just like a stroke.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So on the list it says blah, blah, blah with Karen, but it doesn't have that shape. It has just a arrow thing. So I'm not mentioning it.
If you look at
D was Wayne.
Karen.
Okay. Ah, okay. Yes. Oh, that's, okay. That's Karen.
Got it.
And we called it Karen 2 to distinguish it.
Okay.
Here. Those are the ones. So one is Orgonek, there's O with a hook on the side, U with a hook on the side, and then there is
I'm waiting for
E with a right hand modifier. In this particular case, for example, it will be off the menu unless I overlook one, because we don't have the same shape, the same base letter. So no O and U on that side,
yeah.
And no DLT on that side.
Right.
But someone should double check that I didn't overlook one in the repertoire.
Yeah, of course, this is the sign. So you were looking for this one? This
is yeah, this is the other one.
No, this is Caron. This one, along with the Orgonek. Well, when are we comparing the Orgonek?
Ah, sorry, yes.
This is the and the comma below up here.
Oh, but that guy. Ashpen.
Oh, that was pretty good picture. Mm. I say.
It's good.
The picture is as good as the.
Jack.
No, yeah, it's better. It's better.
Yeah, I can zoom in too.
Well, clear
it is clear enough. Yes. Great. I didn't expect it to be that good.
Oh, and it's low.
I know. It has to be somewhere else.
So we should do that exercise soon.
Yeah.
It's coming
out. There's one oven egg below.
Yeah.
And you can compare it with. Should be modified below the line.
The comma below it.
So all of them may not work out.
No.
But we're trying to figure out whether this was a comma below.
It should be a comma below. I don't think there's a. There's nothing else.
There's
only comma below.
Comma to the
yeah.
Yeah.
K L.
But that's a comma below.
Yeah, it's either
well,
a comma.
It's not straight.
Right.
It goes to the left. It's
no,
not
your
straight.
Handwriting, but in
that's
the,
your writing, but
in the chart,
this is just a comma below.
The character is
somewhere
a comma below. So, what's an example? A T?
I have a K, an L, an N, an S, and a T.
K, L.
They're all comma below.
Yeah, but some of them are straight, some of them are angled to the left. At least in the rendering I saw.
Rendering on your machine?
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
You have a K?
K, L, N, S, T.
K, L, N, S, T.
You want the code?
I think it's a Sevilla.
Come?
Sevilla. Sevilla.
I'm not sure what they call it. I didn't write down all the codes. It would have been much, much more work. So,
no,
for example...
So we are starting now?
What?
You're saying the L is a...
So, for example, Latin small letter L with Syria.
Yeah, so it's
013C.
Yeah, so
that thing isn't straight, that is angled to the left.
That's a Syria. Okay.
Yeah. So, it's
that's what I wanted to know. So, what I'm going to do is.
Where are they?
This Orgonek, I will collapse it with this group here, Syria and comma below.
This
one is
different.
No, it's.
Is it?
It's,
no, but the.
Bravo.
Because
it's
the one in the line below yours.
It's
given your examples with the T and the L. The modifier is called Sevilla.
Type it down.
It's in the picture as well.
Doesn't say anything.
The name is Sevilla. Same as the Sevilla on number 3.
So please help me. This one
the representation depends on the letter, but...
Away.
I'm gonna find all the ones with all
you,
any character that have the same base
character. So you'll have to find the character.
I'm
just
essentially double.
Just German.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm saying I'm collapsing.
No, but there is also wait. There is also M with a comma below. That thing is straight. That is angled left.
But
highway and modifier. What it's called?
What do you call this line?
I think there are three modifiers.
Any character?
Sevilla, Ogonek, and comma.
Would put an E.
That does that.
Afterwards, you just leave
what do you call this?
And that that's why I thought if it's just German, it's too
where is the document?
Too slim to narrow the...
And A umlaut is A-E.
And U umlaut is
E. So it's also Cydia.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there are only three modifiers.
The M is also Cydia.
Yeah.
So S is double S.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is...
Oh, it's Sevilla.
That is,
but looks different in some cases.
Yeah,
that is even used in.
But those are the three modifiers below, with like look like a tail.
Not only because we don't have it available. That's also
okay.
A choice inside, right?
Because ASCII. Because writing is an ASCII.
Yes.
Not in German.
So they call them. Sometimes they call them Sevilla. Sometimes. They
define
comma below and they have different shapes. Sometimes it's a straight thing, sometimes it's to the left, sometimes it's
actually a character.
Don't make no sense. But and that's also why I wrote the thingies, because
both Ralph and Brev and Ralph.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
So basically you're looking maybe for
A.
And we want to check whether sometimes the accent is like written
will
like that.
Will you explain again what
and
is required?
That is saying
it's about
A with Rav and another A with...
So the first character has two accents. Right?
And the second one has none.
Oh, yeah.
And in this case, both of them have one.
And the...
And whether they look the same. The question is whether
they
look the same.
They look the same.
Yeah.
It may not look the same, but
may not. Yeah, okay.
O-E,
but
ligature, O slash.
Character you have.
O
umlaut. That's Brav.
Wouldn't go that way.
Okay, can
Brav.
I'm reading it.
Brav.
Mirna.
Brav.
Get it better.
Okay. They are asking for our. I don't
know
what
to make out
of
all
this. Oh, here we'll explain. Okay.
Yeah, so that's Brav. Okay.
Okay, make out with all ears.
I know, I'm looking for the bloody.
Oh, okay.
So, there, for example, this one called. This is one code point, and it has a circle and accent TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at any other thing.
So you should probably type another simple A.
There is also a simple A, which has a standard thingy, which has only the modifying accent. So what I put is a simple A, and then I look at the rendering, and I take a look if in any of these renderings the accent mark is not on top of the circle.
Right. I think
we noticed
Miguel, that. Miguel, I think what you should do is also write two more A's. So can I ask you to? So write... in front of it, write with some space. Write A with a ring. Yeah, so after that, just give a couple of spaces. No, keep that. And then write A with a ring.
Copy the first one.
No.
Followed by A with a ring.
Yeah, wait, I have to insert it.
And you want to make sure, you want to see whether those two combinations are exactly the same or not. In certain parts.
Is this what now?
No,
that's the combined.
It's, one it's
for
not
me.
In any of these, but
no,
it's
stacking.
A ring with a...
Stacking. So it's a...
A with a ring.
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Yeah, right there.
There. And the other one?
Yeah, it was right there. This one. Right. So they should look same in certain fonts if you're saying that they're variants. Right?
Yes.
Yes. And we should notice here that we don't have Q font display.
Q, this one.
We have many cases where some of the characters are shown in different fonts.
Yeah, first one they don't have character for the first one, so it's a fallback.
Yeah, so this is not the same font.
No, it's a fallback.
Yeah, it's a
fallback. It's the same for many of those.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's not encoded in that font.
Yeah.
Sure. There is no glyph space for that code point in that font.
So that's fine.
Here is the fallback.
It still tells you
fallback.
That there's no data point.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's like a
ignore
note.
It and move on.
Yeah, exactly.
And for our case, it would have been better if they had replaced it with a
press mark or whatever.
Yeah, the empty mark.
So idea, I think, was what Mikhail was saying, that when you stack these up, sometimes some fonts may stack it slightly sideways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there may is a chance of that getting confused with two things side by side.
But that happens if you have separate code points. So if it's a mark, this is probably not a mark.
It is a mark, right?
No.
The acute over the A ring is a mark.
Is it?
Yeah. It's composed in the... it's composed inside the Unicode, is it, or not?
I think it's a pre-composed, but...
But the font may still render it like that. May still
so for example.
Design.
So
I think it's unlikely that we'll probably find any example.
We have to check.
And this case
so here,
it's quite. I mean, do we have this? Or
look
with the acute above.
Look on the screen. There you can see that, for example, the accent mark.
Not exactly, it was the circumflex.
On the left side.
Yeah.
To the left.
Yeah. Actually,
it's left, we should check
also
with the character before.
Right, of course. Either it's going to be before or after, depending on how it should
look. But in this case, it's probably not interesting for us with the A-ring, because the A-ring with acute is not in our set.
Right.
What?
So he was just picking a random example.
Yeah,
I was just taking any kind of example to show you the stacking.
And
you're only doing the ones you're assigned, I guess.
Yeah. Should we get the pair of diacritics which we are looking for, or something is not clear to me?
What is clear to you? I don't understand your question.
How the, for example, I have number 7 somewhere here, which I need. Where is it? Simon, you showed me and I lost
it. Yeah, it's right there. It's in green.
It's in green.
The numbers are green.
Yeah. What does represent these two things?
So this is trying to do this exercise with these two sets, and then you do the same exercise.
So let me show you, Mariana.
So this is a grav and brev.
What is this?
Horn.
Grav and horn?
Horn and, grav.
Yeah.
The exercise is find what's
Grav and horn.
sometimes called to...
Well, let me think of it more. Maybe something more is
not. Sorry, to find what? What should I find?
Yeah.
To want to see whether those two things look the same.
Yeah, if they look the same.
Then you take a screenshot and say that this is a possible evidence for these being based.
See, Eliana, can you look at the screen in front of the room?
That's the home.
I'm not sure.
There. On and a graph.
One EEB.
One EEB.
Graph and horn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's this one.
That's this one.
Yeah.
Yes. And the other one is the sequence of the same. So you want the character which has a graph
and
which has a horn.
I mean, the procedure after this, it is clear. It was not clear what is the primary
two
diacritics which
I
am assigned, which are assigned to me.
Yes.
Okay. Now I have a grav and form, and another one is grav and brev.
I don't see grav. Where did you see that?
Yeah.
No, it's the same thing, but divided across two letters.
You mean here, number seven?
Yeah.
That's the brev, and that's... The graph.
Oh, that's also the graph and graph. Okay.
Yeah.
So there and there, If I don't understand something, I will ask.
Just write down.
I'm writing.
Just write down horn and grave. This is one combination.
And graph and
grave. This is horn and grave, and this is
graph and grave.
Brave.
Brave. Whatever it is pronounced. Sorry. Brave and grave.
Die.
Grave.
Mother.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that clear?
I'm going to have to help me figure out what these. Okay, that's circumflex and acute, right?
I can't see because the finger is on top. You're asking number four?
Four.
So that's
circumflex and graph.
Circumflex this or this?
This.
Bottom. Okay. So this is circumflex or bra?
Bra. Okay. And
the other four is a breath plus a tegu.
Okay. Thank you.
Brave and acute.
Acute, that's it. Well, yeah, that's French. I'm double checking.
That's what
but this is the horn and the guys. No, so this is the breath and the
acute.
Yeah.
These combinations of diacritics random or actually in
I'll pick them from the
repertoire.
From the repertoire. I went the repertoire code by code point and I wrote them down into columns on my paper.
I'm looking the one circumflex with acute.
Circumflex
and acute.
That's mine.
No.
No, it's mine too. Like this? Circumflex and
too bad I can't join. Nothing was assigned to me.
Probably just look at the end, Vietnamese.
Just say you're doing okay.
Anyway, they checked at the end and they got the most, they got the craziest combination.
So what is... which one is that?
It looks like it, huh?
That's a...
Four?
That's a brev and acute.
Brev and acute, brev and grav.
Okay.
And
brev and acute.
Brev and acute, which is Mariana, I think?
No.
No, me.
Yeah, that's it.
But this was...
Not again, Mariana.
Mariana was number seven.
Mariana is confused completely.
Okay.
So she has brev and grav and horn and grav.
And
just write the name.
Horn and grav.
Horn
and grav.
Horn. Just horn name horn and grav.
I wrote it in the wrong way.
I cannot find it. What do you think? A with circumflex and acute.
Maybe A doesn't exist with circumflex and acute.
Or any letter with circumflex and acute, I cannot find.
Okay. Here, 1EA5. Dennis, 1EA5. Vietnamese, Latin small letter, A with circumflex and acute.
Oh, that's wow.
But circumflex and acute is mine.
No,
but for some reason.
Circumflex and acute is mine.
Circumflex and acute. I'm number three. Oh, I'm circumflex and healed.
Huh? I was just wondering.
Yeah, yeah, why was it doing acute? Yeah, yeah. Still there. Yeah. Your issue.
See, it's confusing.
Confusing because
my numbering.
The numbering, yeah.
The numbering.
This numbering.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
1EAB.
There you're fine.
There's something.
I'm number 2.
The repertoire which has been shortlisted. You go to Latin GP Wiki. It's the first document linked at the top. To be sure I'm.
And then I need to check complex mit einem Haken versus circumflex.
I don't find any tilde and acute.
Which number are you? 6?
Yes.
Tilde and acute. I thought that was a horn. Tilde. That's a horn element.
Horn?
Horn. That's something you should take up with me, Carl.
Is that the one?
Which one?
Second last. 6.
Yeah, sure, that's a horn.
Sure.
Yeah. You're right, man.
Yeah, for example, 1EEF.
Yeah, sure.
What else? What else could it be?
But it could be a shit.
No way. Cute looks pretty, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yes. Completely unrelated.
Okay.
So it's 1EE1. Math.
I'm seeing 1EEF.
EE1.
And then more echo.
Do we do these with one letter or with all letters we find?
I don't understand the question.
Maybe as many as possible.
There's no letter here.
So, no, you do them with all combinations you find in the repertoire which have them.
Combinations? It's just one, right?
It's A plus two thingies above, B plus two thingies above, E plus two thingies above, O plus two thingies above. Whatever you find with those two thingies above,
you
look for a modifier in combination with any kind of base letter.
So I have a horn and a tilde.
1OF.
Then what should I compare that
to? OF. It's written in small letters, U is a colon, but it's not a colon.
What should I compare?
1OF.
The horn,
you should compare it
zero, one,
to a letter which has only a horn, followed by a letter which has only a tilde. Okay. You always take the topmost modifier and see if there is any character where it becomes stacked up.
Zero, one,
zero.
Yes.
Right.
Small letter D with a caron.
In some cases, it stacks to the left.
No, it's a caron. The caron has two forms.
Has two forms?
I checked. It seems like it's written like this or that.
But just the one just above it, the C?
Let me check the
whole
line as well.
You want a sequence of the two?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives letters.
You can use the Macintosh.
Yeah. See the name.
Okay.
That's what it says.
Doesn't look like a car.
Yeah, it looks like a
horn. Emoji.
If we don't have O with horn without any
yes, that's correct.
Tilde, then it's meaningless.
Right.
And if we don't have O with...
Yes, yes. That's why I said you should first write them down.
So it may not be possible.
Yeah, exactly. Those are permutations.
Excuse me. What's this for you? Arch, like an arch.
I didn't write that. Which one is it on that list?
Number, the second three.
Yeah?
No, on the diacritics, on the combination with diacritics, the second three.
Further down.
The second
three.
Yep.
Should be.
It's not a circle.
It's a hook and a...
Hook.
And...
Acute
in English.
But first is a hook above and then tilde above?
Seems like.
Hook.
Acute.
Tilde.
What's a hook? What do we call the hook?
Is it horn?
Hook is normally on consonants, isn't it? With the acute L.
So what was it? Number three?
Number the second three.
We'll look at the screen. 1EDB.
1EDB. Ah, horn. Okay, horn.
So it's a horn.
Okay, it's a horn and an acute.
Yeah.
Okay, I found my three letters.
Actually, I think there are two different horny things. So like one is
tilde upward and the other one
as long as they are called tilde or horn, I will mark them up.
So I'm not sure if they're called horn.
Oh, okay. So if you find the name of the other one, I can find.
So you were number three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Aufsteigende Akzent.
And U.
Yeah, I think there are only two, O and U.
O and U. Okay. Touch easier.
Yeah, 1EE9 is one.
Yeah. I just go to the list and word and I search for one of the terms, so I search for acute. So one is 1EDB.
1EDB.
Delta.
Yeah, Delta Bravo.
Delta Bravo.
Another one is 1EE9.
One and acute. Yep, this one.
And the other one, what did you say?
E9.
Yeah, it's Latin small letter U with horn and acute.
Yep, okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. And word FEFF, I got up. Let me see. So then we also need to deal with the underlining issue. Okay, so I'm also comparing AE versus.
So it's 20 past 3 for those that need frame to catch or plane to catch.
Mm. Okay, so we start here.
Well, those that need to
you
catch.
Want to
yeah, it should be something else before we
break.
Break. The plan was to break at 3, but we don't. So let's stop at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
This is homework.
Yeah, this is homework. And if we have some, if it is not something clear, I will ask someone to help me. I think I know what I have to do. Now we have two extra things. We need not to solve it today, but at least one is critical.
Bitin sent us two templates for presentation. One is for meeting with IT, which will last
one and a half hours.
Let's discuss them in the next teleconference call.
Sorry?
Let's discuss those in our next teleconference
call. There is no place for next teleconference call because it should be done till Monday. Till next
coming
Monday.
Monday?
Till in next 4 days or 5 days.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because
the presentation has to be sent in.
Because
okay.
The presentation should be sent to Karma, then they will incorporate it there, wherever it is necessary to.
So, let's look at it.
Everybody does this. I think that everyone has this presentation in email.
Peter and Sam something.
Yes, Peter and Sam something. I can find it immediately, but it is somewhere there.
Yeah. Wasn't the email? She sent an email.
Yes, she sent yesterday an email, and I
heard something.
Yeah, I have it here. Do you want me to show it online?
Yeah. Yes, please.
I don't have the.
It is called invitation to present updates on Latin GP at Icon 63. That's the subject of the Who's going to?
I'm going.
Who is going to Icon 63? Two? Three?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. I think I'll stay home.
Dennis, are you going to Icon 63?
I'm not.
No, so there is only three of us. Michael,
no.
You are not going.
No,
so we are.
I will cheer up through other we
connect. Pardon me?
I will be cheering up through other we connect.
Let's look a little bit at these templates. Maybe there are more information. There are some slides which cannot be filled now because we don't have results for it.
Which one is that?
Just look at this. This is just some kind of Sorry?
Yeah, okay. I said it's the usual blah. We have done this a couple of times. I've seen this slide two or three or four times.
Yes, that's one. Yeah. But there are more after that.
So let's go to the new one.
Yeah. So that's somehow summary what we were doing up to now. Then you should look at those things she proposed there. I really can't take an obligation that I could finish it by myself. You understand?
I don't understand.
You don't understand. I can't finish this PowerPoint presentation by myself, alone.
But
you know.
It's finished now?
No, it's not finished.
No.
Please.
So,
just a few minutes.
Mariana, if we go two slides down.
Yeah, please.
Or three slides down, we see that.
So is this still correct? Or?
It might not be correct. It should be checked.
We need to change the parts about MSR2 code points in MSR2.
Yeah, she's basically, I think, sent the older version, which needs to be updated or something.
Yeah, but that is, I mean, the thing.
This one is almost up to date.
Yeah, so that is, it's up to slide 7. It's
almost, yeah.
But from
yeah.
Slide 8.
We have.
Nothing is done. I mean, this
is just the template. and give it someone to fill some information in it.
We have to go through the
How much time?
Up to number 7, and then from 8.
We have about 75 minutes to 1 hour. It's 75 minutes or 90 minutes.
Presentation?
Plus discussion.
It's a meeting with IP and presentation to the community.
Same discussion.
Who's discussing with IP? Community or we are? FNGP is not present as a whole, not nearly present as a whole.
No.
Yeah, so it's actually normally taken as in
when people will dial in.
But it's normally taken as an opportunity to present the work to the community. And also, if there are any questions or discussion on behalf of Latin GP, which needs to be done, IP members are since present at the meeting. We take that opportunity to have the two meet with each other.
Take that opportunity to?
The members of Latin GP who are at the meeting to meet up with IP and clarify any questions.
I don't think we should have any formal discussions with them to clarify additional points. I think we discuss the points as a group with them today, and whatever remains, should just, I don't know, do a nice handshake. Because if we want to ask them things, we would have to, I guess, put them in slides and prepare and discuss that before. And from what I understand from Mirjana, we would have to do this before Monday. We don't have time before Monday to prepare a catalog of questions, send it across, for example, the mailing list, get feedback from everyone.
That's, I guess, obviously up to Latin GP to decide and finalize. That's an opportunity we provide, and obviously it's up to you guys to see how you want to use it.
So, for the meeting with the integration panel, do we have to have slides already prepared, or can we have a more informal meeting?
Sure. I think maybe a bit of both, because one of the reasons for having these meetings is to also share, I guess, what Migal was talking about yesterday. It's an informal mechanism to share the status of work with the larger community at ICAP, for them to, I guess, also know what's going on. So that it's like a two-pronged thing, as I was sharing earlier. It's about letting the community know what the GP is doing and get some community input in the process, and also obviously discuss any possible things with IP if you guys want to.
So we have two sessions.
No, it's one session. Well, yes.
Just one.
The second session is a very brief update. It doesn't really go into any detail.
No.
Okay. So what we could have for Monday, the 1.5 hours, is that we could have a presentation that goes through things
as an overview,
and then when it comes to the details, we cannot prepare slides on beforehand.
I don't see slides, although I don't know how to do it.
So if you can at least identify the material, maybe we can help you with preparing the slides. That's not an issue. As long as you know what material you want.
This is the slides, right?
So that's the, I think, main thing to discuss.
Plan, it is almost okay. Maybe I can track the facts before. I mean, how many languages, the code points and such stuff. It is clear now.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, those discussion points, especially InScript and cross-script analysis, I don't know what to say.
For and the InScript, I think if you take the little tree, we have
picture.
I know, but you wrap words around it.
I can't interpret it.
So
for example, it may be an interesting thing to present how you are structuring your in-script variant analysis.
Yeah, exactly.
And just present that without really presenting the results. You know, results you're tabulating, but you know now the structure you are using, right? You are saying that variants are divided into two parts. One is the visual set, one is the non-visual set. The non-visual set is so that it's subdivided into multiple subparts, you know, based on diacritic similarity versus the shape similarity versus the, you know, stacking, spacing. So at least you can provide the framework and get some feedback.
But it's not a complete framework. This is only the diacritics part and a small part of the base shape part.
Right.
The basic letter shape part. We still have to do that part.
Which part?
The base form, the base letter. Not here.
The rightmost column is the base letter.
But only in part. It's not fully there.
What else is there so that we can...
What are we missing?
We will have to look at the repertoire, write down all letter shapes, like I did now with writing all down all diacritics, and then basically sort them into forms where the letter shapes look identical or similar.
Sure. So, but what you're saying is that you may add a few in this list, right? But the structure of analysis remains the same. You're not more going to make...
Potentially, I think we don't know yet. We haven't done the whole...
Totally agree. There may be newer categories, but at least this part is stable.
Yes.
So you can present at least this part.
In this handwriting area, when we look at those basic letter forms, there may be much more complexity. For that, we have to look at the basic letter shapes only and ignore the diacritics for a moment.
Sure. So, again, as I'm saying, so I guess I'm trying to come up with what you can present.
To help us.
You know, at least what you have, that can be presented, and you can say that this is partial analysis and we can do more.
The beginning of
rather
the
than,
we are thinking.
I guess, not utilize that opportunity at all and, you know.
Okay.
So it's still useful to present at least what, because at least this part you guys are still already undertaking. So this much you are doing already. So at least share this much. And then if something obviously else comes along, that can be added at a later point. But at least this is one thing which can be shared with the community. I think there is a reasonably final version of repertoire which you all have.
It looks like.
So that can actually be shared.
Yeah.
Similarly, you also have a reasonably final version of cross-script variants. So that can be shared. So I think there's plenty of things to talk about. That should take you much more than 1.5 hours.
I can help you with the slide for variants.
The cross-script variants.
Cross-script variants, please. Will you be so kind to prepare them? And some of us will present. But we have to. We need to have it. Try to do it till Sunday, for example. So I will put it together on Monday.
Yeah.
And Meka, could you? I'm just asking. I can present this photo, but I just can't say anything about it because I don't understand.
We need that.
We need some wording about it.
When we shouldn't have the photo. We should have it in a nicer form. So.
Yeah, somehow structured and written.
Typed.
And if we cannot get such text till next few days, we can say that we were brainstorming during this meeting that this is something which we are considering. I can say I don't understand it. Maybe someone else doesn't understand. Yes, I don't blame myself because I can't follow.
We could give. Example.
Okay, but someone has to...
So I can, if you want, I can translate that into a slide or two slides and share that with you.
You understand it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So I can translate this into slides.
Please try.
I'll do that.
So we shall have some material put in this presentation, because they have to give the presentation to some other organizational staff in for ICANN 63 on Monday. So all the pieces should be collected till Sunday.
What do you want to do with the repertoire?
A repertoire has 230 or something like this code points.
Right.
What do you think, how could it be?
Yeah, let me write something. If we have
maybe a summary of that.
Outside of MSR's room.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting point to present.
Yeah.
Will you prepare it?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's very good. Thank you. So, I have in cooperation Matt, Dennis, and Sarmas to help me to. And you should try to give me these pieces as soon as possible. I will put them in one presentation and share it with you, probably Sunday evening or something like this, and try to look for mail during the Sunday if you have any comments.
It's Monday.
It's Monday is the deadline.
And Monday is actually after our working day, too. So it's
the whole day.
Because
you mean Monday in the United States?
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
You can, Monday is fine, you know, if you can give it to us on Tuesday as well. It's not a big deal. But I think we really should, you know, we are supposed to send these out to the comms team on Monday.
Yes,
Monday
is Los
Angeles.
Yes, Monday
is
Los Angeles.
Even if
yeah,
it goes
it
a day later,
it
doesn't matter. So you can send it to us on Tuesday. That's
so
Tuesday, Wednesday, on Monday.
During
the day, that should be
enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then there's a second version, which is 5 minutes, which is just
overall
overview
of
some of those
selected from those slides.
Yeah. Basically, it should talk about more about you know, where are you in the process, what are your next steps, who's
where
you
we are work. Now, what how yeah. we when we plan to finish,
yeah,
and
yeah.
so on.
No technical details.
Milestones.
Yeah.
And more of that, we have fun. In principle, finalized the repertoire.
Yeah.
Almost finalized cross-script variants. We are dealing with inscript variants, and we plan to finish it next month.
We see no need for any further contextual rules.
Yeah.
So
that is to keep it an overview of our work.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one thing which was important. All the other things could be postponed. I mean, at this moment, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because
this
one was critical.
When it comes to variants, cross-cut variants, I think it's interesting to note that we have seen variants with Cyrillic that proved to have an effect on Cyrillic.
I would rather have a conversation before in order to break the news during the open session.
I don't think it's so important.
You think?
No.
I think it would be good, and therefore we should take the contact before.
It is not.
But I think it would be strange for us not to mention that.
Not to mention. We are thinking about it. We can mention that we shall contact the corresponding.
You have the mail address.
Yes, I have mail address, but I'm now half dead.
Yes.
And my brain is not working at all.
We make sure.
I will make tomorrow or maybe on Friday the concept of the letter for Cyrillic GP.
Yeah.
To ask him what they think, I will say the concept in Latin GP mail, and we can adjust it.
We don't have to send it now, just as we send it before the ICANN meeting.
Oh, it will be sent before ICANN meeting.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but
they get it before the ICANN meeting, so they know it on the ICANN meeting. I think that's
enough. Yeah. Well, it should be sent before ICANN meeting, because we have 3 more weeks till ICANN meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But said before presentation.
No. I know Dusan. He's a regular. I can go over. So as a courtesy, would be great to for him to know before.
But they are not heavy people. I mean, nobody will take it. How to say
personally?
Yeah.
No, but
because they have more the same problems as we have. They are not.
We should make sure that they can get the information before the IKEA meeting. But we shouldn't withhold the information for the IKEA meeting because it is interesting for the community to know.
First, I have to look all what I have written here and make a list of all my obligations and do one after another. I have 5, 6, 7 things which I have promised to do. I don't know if that's enough. Okay, fine. That's good that you will help to make this presentation. Because it will be, I can't promise, but I'll finish it by myself.
Sure.
Sorry?
No one said you should.
Last time I was reading by myself, that's it. Last few times. No, we helped. But it was not so complicated. It was just.
Yeah, the further we have gone,
where we are now,
the more complicated it is.
This one is really pretty complicated.
Because we have more stuff.
More stuff to present, and I'm not sure that I understand everything very well. That's the problem. I'm not sure that I could understand it should be okay.
And we have to make sure that we have to go from the beginning because present everything.
Yes.
To get the new people.
Yes.
And they should get a picture of what it is.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Should we take a quick picture?
Yes, it would be good. I wanted to have a picture.
Just keep sitting. Let me take a working picture first.
Working?
Up to 10 yards.
Just look busy, so you know.
We turn on recording for the picture taking?
Oh, yes, of course.
Lest we embarrass